Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's what the ball sounded like when it was coming off the bat of Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve. A little boom, boom bat as the Houston Astros beat the hated Texas Rangers 6-3. We were supposed to have this man on yesterday to talk a little MLB Houston Astros, but he said, you know what? Screw y'all. I think something special is going to happen tonight, so I'm coming on Wednesday so we could talk a little Houston Astros. Brian McTaggart, make sure, one, you get his book so you can sound as smart as I do when you talk baseball, and follow him on Twitter, at Brian McTaggart. What a game. What a game. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, Andy, how you doing? Yeah, I figured something exciting was going to happen last night, so I figured I'd wait a day, you know?
You know what? And I really wanted to talk to you yesterday because of that nice little road, Blue Jays, Red Sox, Twins that they had and what they did on the road going 2-3 in each of those games. But, yes, after yesterday's game, this is the perfect time to talk a little Houston Astros. I'm going to bring something up that I brought up to Chris and Sarge early on. Carlos Correa says that he's starting to have that feel in the clubhouse that they had in 2017, 2019. Are you seeing that from what you're seeing on the actual diamond?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, the way they played on the road trip, going 6-3, winning three series. And I think it starts with Correa because, you know, especially with Springer gone, I think he's sort of the emotional leader of that club. He shows more emotion out there than anybody, certainly more than Altuve or Bregman or Gurriel. So when he's playing at the level he's playing at, and he's, driving the ball, hitting homers, he's the last 3 weeks he's playing at an MVP level. Everyone else feeds off that, and Carlos is out there with, you know, we saw yesterday he hits the home run. He's looking at the dugout, running to first base. But they have to have Carlos Correa playing well to do that. So if he gets going, yeah, I definitely can see how the whole clubhouse catches on and they start to get those vibes of 17 and 19 and. That being said, they're still chasing those A's who just do not lose 2.5 game behind the A's. But they got a long way to go, and they're playing well. They're as healthy as they've been in a while. And, you know, they need Carlos to keep hitting like he's hitting to have a real shot.
Yeah, I figured they were going to struggle last night. Kyle Gibson, he has been so good. He's the one lone bright spot for the Rangers who have been so bad, up and down this year. But Kyle Gibson's been very good. Should make the All-Star game. But I said, all right, if they can get past him, if they can keep it close, and they certainly did. What did you make of the piggyback start with Lance McCullers getting the start and then Jake Odorizzi coming behind him, pitching a really nice four innings, probably one of the best outings of the year for Jake Odorizzi?
Yeah, very positive development for him. Faced 14 batters, retired 12 of them, didn't walk anybody. I thought he looked really good. And, you know, he's going to get plugged back into the rotation now as they go with this six-man rotation. McCullers, you know, he still walked a few guys. That's, you know, where you, if you're the Astros, you want to see him clean that up a little bit. But certainly looks like he came out of that healthy. What, he threw 75, 80 pitches, felt good. And so he'll have a start next week against a really bad Orioles team. So a chance for him to move the ball forward on that as well. But, I don't like piggyback starting to be a thing. I know they did that in the minor leagues. And it's just sort of the way the calendar fell. They did that yesterday. But both of those guys are going to get a start now, and it's a chance for them when they take the ball next time to sort of get their feet under them a little bit more, prove they're healthy, and pitch a little bit deeper.
When I steal your words at the bar and I say I don't like piggyback, this piggyback technique, tell me why you don't like it so I can say that if somebody questions me.
Well, I mean, I just think if you've got a – I just think starters should be starters. If you got a guy capable of throwing four innings you have confidence in, have him start the game. But I get the situation the Astros were in. I mean, they had six starters, and yesterday's off day meant that both of them were sort of scheduled to pitch either Monday or Tuesday, so they both had to pitch yesterday and get it, understand it. But, you know, they'll go back to a traditional. They have enough pitching to where they can go for a six-man rotation here during this stretch when they have 20 consecutive games. And it's probably good for guys like, even though Lance has been on the DL, but guys like Urquidy monitor his workload a little bit. you know, they pitch once a week instead of every 5 days. I think that's okay for now, just to you know, give these guys a little bit of a blow.
Speaking of that 20-game stretch, that was my next question. Excuse me. How do you think Dusty's going to handle that as far as days off? Is it going to be a wait and see, or do you feel like he already knows who he's going to give a day off and when?
Well, I think a lot of that's dictated by the medical staff and the trainers, and they sense when these guys are running slower, and when they play so many days in a row, and they come to Dusty and say, hey, you know, Correa needs a day, Altuve needs a day. And the good thing is, I mean, their schedule right now lightens up big time. We know the Rangers are very good. They have two series with Baltimore coming up. Home and road, Baltimore's terrible. They go to Detroit next week. I would say Detroit's not very good, which they aren't, but they did sweep the Astros in Houston. You know, the White Sox series coming up is a big one. And I think that's where you know, if I'm Dusty, I want to make sure all my guys are in the lineup for those four games against the White Sox because, you know, they're probably one of the best teams in the American League.
Yeah, and sticking with that thought on the White Sox coming in, watching Lance pitch last night, I couldn't help but think his next start will be Sunday going up against Dallas Keuchel. And, you know, I know Keuchel didn't have the best, you know, time in Atlanta when he went there and now been in Chicago the last year plus, but I was surprised to look at his numbers the other night and see he's 6-1 with a 3.78 ERA. That's pretty solid. Going to be a little weird, though, having Dallas Keuchel back in Minute Maid Park on Sunday taking on the Astros. I don't know if you saw his comments the other day about coming back, but, you know, he kind of took a shot at Jeff Luhnow saying he didn't get along with him. Is that just simply because of contract talk and the Astros didn't re-sign him?
Yeah, I mean, I think he wanted to stay here. I mean, he'd made that clear before. He wanted to be an Astro, and, you know, I don't know if the Astros didn't make much of an effort. He got the qualifying offer, which he turned down and ended up going to Atlanta, but he wanted to be an Astro. But, you know, these GMs have reasons. They don't just print money and they just, you know, give money. The Astros had a reason they didn't want to give him an extension, had a reason they didn't want to give George Springer an extension. So, I mean, Keuchel and McCullers going on Sunday should be a lot of fun. I mean, they're really close friends, and it's kind of weird. Keuchel is one of the few members of the 2017 team that's gone somewhere else that has not come back here yet. So, I mean, we've seen Springer come back and Marwin and so many of those other guys, and haven't seen Dallas yet. He was such a big part of that club. So it'll be fun to see him pitch at Minute Maid again, where he pitched really, really well his Cy Young year. He went undefeated.
Let me ask you this question, Brian. This is just something fun. We were kind of having fun kicking around earlier, but let's say, you know, we're looking at the playoffs. I know the wild card went to, you know, the playoff first round last year changed to 2 out of 3 and all that. But, like, let's say you had to win a game with the Astros and you could pick any starting pitcher right now. Who would it be?
It'd be easy for me, Framber Valdez. I think he's their best pitcher. I think he's got the best stuff. He's the most durable pitcher. You know, game to game, Granke can go out there and win a big game. You saw him throw a complete game a couple of weeks ago. I still think Framber's the guy. And, you know, after that first start where he only pitched 4 innings, I mean, he's come and thrown 7-8 innings his next 3 starts and looks like he picked up where he left off last year. So if I'm going to the playoffs and it's, you know, it's game one, I'm putting Framber Valdez out there if I'm the Astros.
Since your mind is on George Strait, greatest George Strait song, Amarillo by Morning, All My Exes Live in Texas, You Look So Good in Love.
Hey, pretty good.
Yeah. You know, I'm a George Strait fan, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your number one George Strait song?
That's asking me to pick my favorite kids, but Amarillo by Morning is probably the greatest country song ever. Some of his more modern stuff, I think Troubadour, which I think he won a Grammy for, his only Grammy, which is unbelievable. I think that's a great song as well. Full Hearted Memory, we could go on and on.
But, what about The Chair?
The Chair is a great song. Yeah, if you like a slow ballad to dance with your wife to, pull out The Chair. That'll get it done.
Now, the greatest country song ever, isn't it As the Thunder Rolls?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. I mean, it's a little played out for me. Uh-huh. I'm going with Amarillo by Morning. It's got a little more of a early country twinge. It's still hanging on to the country of the George Jones era country. And, I mean, Thunder Rolls and Garth Brooks are great, but to me, you got to go with the king, George Strait.
All right, you know what? Our next, as we come out this next time out, we're coming out with a little Amarillo by Morning. That's the voice of Brian McTaggart. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. He's a great follow, at Brian McTaggart. As always, we appreciate your time and your expertise.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate that. One more segment to go, and I'm serious, Money Man. Let's come back with a little, what is it called, Amarillo by Morning? Amarillo by Morning, to see if that is truly the
greatest. Wait a minute. That's not even the best George Strait song there is out there.
Well, Money said the chair. So what are you saying?
Don't make me come over there and love you.
Don't make me come over there and love you. I have a feel. I feel like they
sounds
changed
like something Deshaun said. When he was at wow. The
oh, really? We're wow. talking about George Street?
Wow. You're going to go there? That sounds a little aggressive.
What?
Don't make me come over
that's
there.
That's what
and
I
love
said.
You.
Yeah. Deshaun yeah. was aggressive.
Like, don't make me come over there and love you because I will right now.
Yeah, that sounds like that sounds a little aggressive.
It's just because it's coming from me, Andy. Don't
and you
don't
know
do
love.
That.
There was another word that they planted instead of love.
What?
But they just put love in there to make it a little friendlier.
Hey, man, listen, I know the biggest
take us out of here,
straight
take
fan
us out of here,
them.
Money man.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.